very productive. So what is the, who can remind me the theme for the month of December? Sorry? Celebration and thanksgiving. You know, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it's a very common verse of the Bible. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. He says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. It is actually not a difficult thing to thank God when things are going well for you. When you buy a car, when you build a house, when you retire from service with a good name, when you give birth to children, when you get married, when you pass your exams. I think it's almost very natural to give thanks to God in those situations. But the Bible here says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. It means that even when things are not too bright, even the things that you are looking up to God for, please, there's some echo here, Shegu. Even the things that you are looking up to God for, the Bible says, when you are praying, when you are bringing your request, bring it with thanksgiving. That I find a little bit tough. So I'll be speaking briefly on the miracle in thanksgiving. There is miracle inside thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God for something He has not done, or something that you feel He has not done, but you believe He will do it. You know, it's a powerful act of faith, and it produces miracles and breakthroughs. God has not done it, and you've been looking up to God for years. You've been praying to God for so many years. And the Bible says, when you bring your request, it says, bring it with thanksgiving. It's a tall order. It's not an easy task. So let's look at a few examples in the Bible where Jesus did what I'm just saying now. The first one was a very common one, Lazarus. In John chapter 11, we are so aware of the story of Lazarus. Lazarus died and he was buried. Let me quickly read John 11, 40 to 43. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. This was a request that Jesus was just about to give. But before the request, he did what? He thanked God. I know there are some people here in our midst you probably have gotten to the end of the road. It looks as if nothing can happen anymore. The Bible says Jesus looked up. He lifted his eyes up to God. Tonight, I want to tell you that man will fail you. Don't look at man. Man will distract you. Man will disturb you. Man will degrade you. Man will disappoint you. Man will discourage you. And you can see it in Martha. Jesus said, take away the stone. You know what Martha said? Martha said, Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, the him is Jesus now, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus, Almighty Jesus, says, take away the stone. Martha said, was more like saying, don't bother Jesus. Not to worry, Jesus. This guy has been dead for 4 days and is stinking. So this evening, I want to submit to you that please, the arm of flesh will always fail. Look up to Jesus. Look up to God. So Jesus in this instance had to thank God. And the end of the story is that Lazarus came forth. We just spoke about the 10 lepers upstairs. Is there anybody here that only has one need from God? Anybody, can I see your hand? All you need from God is just one thing. One. Not more than one. I'm sure we need, I, for one, my needs are plenty that I'm looking up to God for. There's so many. The 10 lepers had a need. The miracle in thanksgiving. And they got the need. They were cleansed. They were healed. But the 9 of them went away. You might wonder. You might call them names. But what part of the divide do you belong to? The 1 or the 9? What part of the divide? It's easy to criticize. This morning, very early this morning, you know, I was thinking about this part of the Bible. And something occurred to me right away. That it's possible I'm part of the 9. About a month ago, about 6 weeks ago, I was having my bath. And I thought water entered my ear. But you know, water will enter your ear, and after a while it will come out hot. That's what I thought happened. But the water did not come out. And the first week, second week, the third week, I now started feeling, when I touch my head like this, it's like it is hollow. And it was like something was in there. And then after about 3 weeks, I told my wife, I said, there's this sensation, you know, it's like water went inside, it did not come out. I'd had it for like 3 or 4 weeks. said, okay, she would say she would book an appointment for me at a air clinic at Yemetu. So I went there and I saw the doctor, gave me some medications, and they did some tests. I said, yes, I hear very well. And he gave me some medications and says, after 3 weeks, I should come back for a review. I said, thank you. I left. And I think the first day I took the medication. Then he said I should spray something in my, is it my nose? Yes, my nose. He gave me the spray. Everything I paid that day was about 20-something thousand. You know, it was a lot of money. He said I should spray something in my nose. Spray me to a jar. Oh, one bear. Then the medication, I took it for 2 days. But then she 2 days, later, maybe one day, the first day, then maybe the third or fourth day, because they don't think, I have medication, I took it again. It was today that I remember that I don't have that sensation anymore. This morning, I remember this one, come, this thing is not there anymore. I didn't take the drug for 3 weeks. So where am I? Am I the one or the nine? Eh? Likewise you. Miracle in Thanksgiving. That one person came back. The guy came back. And Jesus said, where are the other nine? I thought you guys were 10. Where are the other nine? And because of that, the Bible recalls that Jesus said, you are made whole. There was a miracle waiting in that thanksgiving for that one leper. And you begin to wonder, what's the difference between cleansing and making whole? You would think it is a small difference. The other nine people had other several needs. But Jesus just met one need, cleansing, healing. What about the other needs? But that one guy was just, he got the miracle in the thanksgiving. He was made whole. The third example is in feeding the 4,000. Let me read Matthew chapter 15, 32 to 38. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. 3 days. 3 days. And Jesus says, I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. Compassionate leader, Jesus Christ. Then his disciples said to him, where could we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7, and a few little fish. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and did what? He gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 7 large baskets full of the fragments that were left. Now those who ate were 4,000 men, besides women and children. So I'm sure if we're going to extrapolate, we'll probably have like maybe 8,000 or 9,000 people being fed with 7 loaves of bread. 7 loaves of bread only, you and one meta many be. But we are talking about 4,000 besides women and children. So what happened in that situation? Number one, Jesus accepted what he had. Indeed, it was little. But whatever you accept and you give thanks for, God will multiply it. It was little. 7 loaves and a little fish. 4,000 people. The one says, he took it. He was not anxious. He did not grumble. He did not complain. Jesus did not complain. He took it. And he gave what? He gave thanks. He gave thanks. When was the last time you paused to give thanks for the little things that God has done for you? They look little. I was thinking this morning to sit down and tie your lace and come back up. It's a blessing to walk into this assembly and you have a place to worship God without running helter-skelter. It's a blessing. That song says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Do you accept those little blessings? Yes, we know it will not be enough. It can't pay your rent. It can't pay your rent. It's obvious. It can't pay your school fees. The salary cannot get you home. No, it's little. But Jesus says, the Bible says, Jesus took it and he did what? He gave thanks. 7 loaves of bread to feed 4,000. If it was you, what would you do? Your husband gives you little money. What kind of money is this one? The Bible says he took it and he gave thanks. Accept the little that you have. Jesus did not ask for more. He didn't say, God, ever may add to lay. Or, who has more? Let's look for more bread. Let's look for more loaves of bread. He didn't. The Bible says, now, godliness with contentment is what? Great gain. And I looked at the definition of contentment. He said, contentment is finding joy in what God has given to you. He says, the opposite of contentment is greed. He says, which destroys your capacity to enjoy what God has given. But contentment grows. It's not something that you would... It's not a habit that you can have overnight. Let me read what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, 12 to 13. He says, I know what it is to be in need. Paul speaking, I think this is NIV. And I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry. Whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. So contentment comes from God. It says godliness with contentment is great gain. Jesus was contented with that 7 loaves of bread. It was okay for him. He wasn't the one that was going to multiply it. No. It's so serious because the greed is the name of the game today. You buy 4 cars, you have 4 cars, you want to buy an extra one. Greed. And when you are not contented, there's no way you can give thanks to God. It's not possible. There's no way. When you think you don't have enough, there's no way you can give thanks to God. See, it is having joy in what God has released onto your hands. It's not the 200 loaves of bread or 500. It's the 7 loaves of bread. Jesus found joy in that. He said he took it and he gave thanks. Giving thanks is acknowledging the source of the supply. When Jesus took the bread, or the 7 loaves of bread, and he gave thanks, what he was doing is, I know that you provided these 7 loaves. So he's acknowledging the source. Of that little blessing. You know, because a lot more can come from that source. I was speaking on Sunday. How does God multiply? What is the formula for the multiplication? He says the oil will not run dry. That woman was using the flour and using the oil, and the oil did not run dry. How? The same miracle happened with Elisha in 2 Kings. The man said, go and borrow vessels. He now told her, he says, don't borrow few. Go everywhere. He says, don't borrow few. Go to all your neighbors. Go to all your neighbors. Borrow. Take all these drums from them. Just don't borrow a little. Because Elisha knew that we are very myopic. He'll just go and borrow 2 drums. And then he'll stop, he'll be shouting, he'll be crying again. He says, don't borrow little. Go, 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 go. And she started pouring the oil. The oil did not sizzle. That oil did not cease. So giving thanks to God has the miracle to multiply. This evening, I'm sure there are quite a number of people here that you have gotten to the end of the road. You are at the end of the road. And then you wonder yet again, is December, the year 2022. Another year is running by, the same story. And what you have in your hand cannot take care of that need. I'm not even talking about money alone now. That thing that you have in your hand can't take care of that need. The 7 loaves that you have can't feed 4,000 people. This evening, I've come to tell you that give thanks. You see, don't say when the themes of the month come. Don't see it as another thing. I always see it as God has sent a message to me. That little that God has given to you, that small that you have, you are going to look up to God and say, Father, I thank you for it. And I believe that before the end of this year, God is going to move in our situations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 verse 9 says, and my God shall supply some of your needs. Sorry? Oh! He says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Every need that you have, God has the capacity to supply it. Whether it is health, whether it is financial, whether it is material, whether it is spiritual, whatever need that you have, God has the capacity to supply it. So tonight, I want you to re-engineer your mind. Before now, you thought it was not enough. Probably you didn't give thanks to God enough. Before now, you've been complaining. You see, and the mystery about giving thanks is not lip service. No. God knows if you are indeed thankful unto him. God knows it. God knows it if you are indeed thankful unto him. And like I said earlier, it's easy to thank God when things are going well. It's just natural. You buy a new car. It's very easy. But when we sing that song, we bring a sacrifice of praise. What's the sacrifice of praise? In that you build a house, or that you're giving birth, you have twins. What's the sacrifice of praise? But when it is on the other side, and you can still give thanks to God, when you have 7 loaves, and you have 4,000 people to feed, and you are giving thanks to God, then you will see God in your thanksgiving. Tonight, I won't be speaking much, but I just want us to rise up this evening. To indeed thank God for the little. That thing that you call little. That thing that you call small. That thing that you call tiny. Open your heart and say, God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Joyce Meyer said something. She said, you might not be where you want to be. You see, but thank God that you are not where you used to be. You might not be where you want to be. Oh, everybody wants to be there. You might not be there. But thank God that you are not where you used to be. Everybody here has a testimony. Everybody has a testimony. I was saying on Sunday, I said, the Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Luke chapter 6, verse 13. I said, when Jesus says it, he knows that there is something to give. Everybody here has something to give. Everybody. Thank God for that little. Let's thank God for that little. Like I said, it might not be financial. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Who can repay God for what he has given you? Who here can repay God? But when you can't thank him for waking us up in the morning, but you're looking at the problems that you have, thank God for that little. The thing that you call little, thank God for it. There's a miracle in thanksgiving. Thanksgiving can multiply. It can add on. Don't complain. Don't grumble. Just simply thank God. Say, God, I thank you. When he got to the tomb of Lazarus, he said, Lord, I thank you because you hear me all the time. Is it a death situation? Thank God for it. Thank God for it. There's a miracle in thanksgiving.